time, it is my extreme pleasure to have the first man, the leadoff hitter for tonight, if you will, Brother Tim Wilbert from Arlington Baptist College. Would y'all please encourage this young man?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Preach the word.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
If you can, could everybody please stand up? Please stand up. I was out there kind of itchy, so I need y'all to stand up for me. I need you to clap your hands. All right. Stomp your feet. All right. Give me a quick spin. Okay, got a quick spin. All right, now I want you to say glory.
Glory.
All right, I want you to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then give me a big thank you, Jesus. All right, good. You may be seated. So when my dad asked me, hey, Tim, how did it go last night? I'll tell him, well, the people was on their feet. They was stomping. They were clapping. They was spinning around. So we had some fun. That was good. If you have your Bibles, we will be looking at the book of Mark, St. Mark, Mark chapter 1. We'll be looking at Mark chapter 1. In the Bible, there is two great stories about mother-in-laws. The first one is in the Old Testament about Ruth and Naomi, and the second one is about Simon Peter's mother-in-law. So we're going to look at that story in Mark chapter 1, verse 29. If you're there, say, I got it. Cool. Mark chapter 1, verse 29, and it reads, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of fever, and Annan, they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. We're going to look at that part where it says, ministered unto them, this woman. She ministered unto Jesus after being healed from her fever. There is three different kinds of fevers at this time of culture. You had a Malta fever. That was the fever that made you kind of sleepy, lazy, and it lasted three to four kind of years, and then you finally eventually died. And then you had this malaria kind of disease, fever, where when you go to try to get some medication or something for it or kind of help you, it will play tricks on you. It will go up, it will go down, so you didn't know what was really going on. But in this case, this is, you see, Jesus, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They are coming from church, from the synagogue. They walk in, going to Peter's house for Sunday dinner. Then all of a sudden, the people come out and say, hey, Jesus, the mother is sick. She has fever. Jesus says, okay, I know what to do. I'm going to go and heal her. So he goes and heals her. He gets her by the hand. He raises her up, and then boom, pow, she is healed. She is made whole. She is complete. And then she does something that was just crazy. She went and put on an apron and said, hey, what you want, Jesus? Two-piece? What you want? I got you. All right? So that's what she goes and do. So she's over here ministering unto Jesus after she done got healed of this fever. Now, if you had a fever, wouldn't you think you'd be kind of weak right after that fever? Like, you know, it's going to take you a couple of days to get back into the mix. This lady, it was immediate. Like, she just, okay, I'm healed. Let me go over here, get you a two-piece, Jesus. Let me do this. So she was serving Jesus. We as believers in Christ, we as preachers, teachers, we as Sunday school leaders, that is our job. We are supposed to serve. We are supposed to serve. This is a great picture of when Jesus comes into your life, fix your problem, he heals you, he makes you whole, our first response should be to serve. And so that was what this woman did. And then it was crazy because with this service attitude and of gratitude for Jesus, that night people heard that Jesus was healing this woman. If we kept reading further down on our text, we see that the people came at nighttime on the Sabbath day to be healed by Jesus. Where were they getting healed at? They was getting healed at Simon Peter's house. This woman, she just got healed. Now she's serving, and she's letting all these people now in the house. Now, if it was me, I'm just going to just throw this out here. I'm married. I have a wife. I don't think my wife is going to be too happy to have everybody coming to the house at night. That just doesn't going to fly well with her. That's not going to work. But that didn't matter to her because she knows who Jesus is and what Jesus was all about. So we go down and you see we have service from this woman. We see service. She had this attitude of gratitude and of servitude. So if I was going to give you a point, I would say we as leaders have to be ready to serve. Ready to serve. We have to be ready to serve. But also with that, going down a little further, we see Jesus do something. In verse 35, we see some, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Wow, let me set it up. Jesus and his four disciples right now, they just came from church. And before that, he had to cast out demons in the church. So he's probably tired. Then he comes home, heals the mother-in-law, and then more people come, and he's healing, and then he is casting out demons out of people. Now we come to this. It's all quiet, and everything done settled down. People are done sleep. They're laying there slumbering, and Jesus gets up to go pray. If I was giving you another point, I would say, you got to be prayed up. Jesus was prayed up. He took the time to get with his heavenly father, his pops. Yo, help me. This is what Jesus was doing. He was getting into the word of God. He was being with the presence of God. He was with his father. Jesus was prayed up. Sometimes being a leader, being a Sunday school leader, a pastor, a preacher, we get caught up in all the stuff. We are pulled over here because there's an Easter cantata. We got to go watch that. We go over here because they got the Sunday school picnic. We got to go over here because they got the community action meeting we got to go to. We are stretched all over the place, and sometimes we forget to have some me time with our Heavenly Father. So we have to stay prayed up. You have to stay ready at all times. So this is what happened. As leaders, this is what we need to be. Stayed up and prayed up and ready to serve. I'm reminded of this guy. I know y'all know him. I didn't personally know him because I wasn't born yet. But he was the guy head of PTL. Jimmy Baker, right? Jim Baker and what, Tammy Faye Baker and all of them. Well, Jimmy, he got in some trouble, you know, because, you know, PTL is supposed to stand for, I think, praise the Lord, or what was the other one? Pass the loot. That's it. Pass the loot. That's what it was called. Pass the loot. So he was passing this loot around. And but I was watching it on YouTube how he got incarcerated for embezzlement, and he went in there, and he said he did something that he had never done, he hasn't done in a while. He picked up his Bible, and he actually read it. And he said he felt so good about reading his Bible. There is an importance of getting into your word. We have to stay grounded. We have to dig deep. We have to dive head first into the word of God and into prayer if we are going to be good leaders, Bible teachers, pastors, preachers. This is what we have to do. We have to stay ready at all times and be prayed up at all times. So, that's just about 15 minutes. It didn't seem like it, but that's just about 15 minutes. So if I was going to give you 2 points, if I was going to leave off with 2 points, it was going to be ready and stay prayed up. God bless you.